We're just here talking with Antonio, and I'm going to have him on our show right now for a couple of different reasons. But the main thing is that I was just asking him how many pendings, closed, et cetera, he has, and he was showing me his listing board right now. So tell me, how many active listings do you have right now?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
So we have 11 active listings. Who would like to have that problem? This is a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
So we have 11 active listings. Now, here's what happens in the business. You have 11 active listings because of the work that you have done in terms of prospecting, in terms of learning your skills, in terms of working on your mindset, right? That's what got you to the 11 listings. What's going to get you paid is a different story.
Yeah.
Because here's what tends to happen. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Isaac, let them in first. What gets you paid is a different story. Because what we tend to do, guys, and I hope you're listening, is we tend to just keep on doing the same thing, right? And many of us might be a little bit new in the business. What happens is that the market shifts. And you remember what I taught you guys since day one. You're a leader and a teacher. A leader and a teacher. So what your clients are expecting you to do is to lead them and teach them, especially in a declining market. So this is right now when you need to pull up your data. This is right now when you need to ask the script that I've talked to you guys about. Do you want the truth, or you want what everybody, what I think you want to hear, right? And this is right now where we need to look at this and we need to go like this. What stops us from getting price reduction? Just say it.
Fear.
Fear.
Afraid. Yeah,
we're afraid. Afraid of confrontation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's address this head on. If you're Antonio right now and you have 11 listings, 11 active listings, and they're not selling, what do you have to lose?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Can I show you how I would look at it? Here's how I would look at it. If there's 11 active listings right now, and I call each and every one of them and hit them up for deep price reductions, let's just say the law of averages is in our favor. How many of them will get deep price reductions right off the bat? At least three of them.
At least, for sure.
At least. We're talking deep price reductions. We're talking price reductions that maybe by this weekend something will happen. You spread the word amongst the office, and now you're in the game. How does that make you feel psychologically? Oh my God, right? A weight is off my shoulders. I feel great, right? How many will say, Antonio, go to hell?
Maybe three of them.
Yeah, for sure.
But if I can get three of them sold, ain't I willing to pay the price that three of them tell me to go to hell?
For sure.
Like, what does it matter? What does it matter if I go put three deals into escrow, which is probably 30 grand in your pocket or whatever the case may be, and I lose three of them that aren't selling anyways?
Right.
So what's 6 minus 10?
Four.
So now I got four, and I got a 50-50 chance that each of those will go whichever way. Let's say it's 50-50. Let's say I get five price reductions. Five price reductions, and yet I lose five of them or whatever the number is. But those five price reductions lead me to making five sales. What would your life be like right now, if you had five escrows drop right now in one day? What would that feel like?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So then what do we have to be afraid of?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So all of you that are out there watching me, an empire right now, please, if you're in the real estate business, here's what I would recommend you do. Did you prospect this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you did, if you had for one day, maybe 1 hour, instead of prospecting to expireds and for sale by owners to get more of what you obviously are not selling right now, prospect them. 1 week, prospect them. Set up price reduction appointments with them. Set up listing appointments, price reduction appointments with them. At least you already have the contract. And based off their motivation and based off the law of averages, I'm telling you. Now, don't pussyfoot around it. You got to go hard with that price reduction.
Yeah. Other than the script, what information should you be showing them?
So the office pulls you the market trends.
Yeah.
Don't they?
They do.
Yeah, the market trends, the statistics. The trending price point, trending pendings. I would be showing them how many actives there are, how many pendings there are. What I would do is I would show up and I would do a citywide search. Here's exactly what I would do. I would do a citywide search, and how many actives are there in each city? Let's just say 200. I would show up with 200 pieces of paper in a stack. How many pendings would they be? 10, 15?
Mm-hmm.
Smaller stack. How many closed would there be? Less?
Yeah.
Smallest stack.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, look. You know, at first I want to say thank you so much for having me over. And obviously I know we've been getting a lot of activity and, you know, not much has been happening. And it's just kind of interesting what's happening right now in our economy. And I just kind of wanted to show you. But before I do, Antonio, I got to find out. Do you want to know the truth or do you want to know what I think you might hear? What I think you might want to hear. What do you
want
to know?
I want to hear the truth.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because here's the truth. See this stack right here?
Yep.
This stack represents all of the active properties right now in our area.
Wow, that's a lot.
This is our competition. It's our competition. These are all families just like you that have their house on the market, that have goals and dreams, that want to move somewhere. And obviously, it ain't happening. See this stack right here?
Mm-hmm.
These are the only escrows that have opened in the last 60 to 90 days.
That's quite a bit less.
It's quite a bit less. Meaning, while we've been trying to get our house sold, the consumer picked these houses over all of these. And these are the only ones that have actually closed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, Antonio, the question we have to ask ourselves right now is this. Which stack do we want to be in?
Sold.
The sold.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what it would take to get you in that stack. Sound fair?
Yeah.
Boom.
Great.
When it comes to this, guys, a script is going to work, yeah. It's not so easy as, do you want to reduce your price? Yes? Okay, yeah. No? Okay, then go to hell. No, this is not, no. People want statistics. You're going to have to explain. You're going to have to lead people and teach people, right? Because if not, they're going to think that you're just trying to, like, one-up them, right? Help them with their motivation. Meet them where they're at, but also you need to use visuals, you need to use market analysis, you need to use everything. Now look, God bless Antonio, he has 11. I don't care if you only have two. If we get one, that's great. Because at the end of the day, the last thing you need is all of these properties creating a negative story in your head. You want a positive story. So what can you do to create a positive story? All of you, go out and get price reductions now. Like, if you have listings that aren't selling, stop going out and prospecting to get more listings that aren't selling. Go learn the game. Go re-pull your analytics. Go re-pull your numbers. Go understand your marketplace. Go drive the market and see what sold and what didn't and why. And now when you prospect, now you're more informed. Now you're ready. Now you can actually prospect, take a listing, and actually sell it. And that's where you want to be. Sound fair?
Yeah.
Any questions?
I have one.
Sure.
So with a comp, let's say a house on the exact same street sold
same
two
street,
months back.
2 months back.
For $850.
Yes.
That's 2 months back.
It ain't going to sell for that now.
No, right. So you'd go lower than that now.
Especially in that high of a price point.
Yeah.
I'd probably $799.
Really? Wow. 50 grand less.
Well, because you'll end up getting them $820.
Yeah.
$825 or so.
Okay. So see that as a high, basically.
I mean, the report will tell you.
Yeah.
Like when you look in the report, what you got to do is you got to cancel out the high, cancel out the low, and then get an average. But I would pull them in really, really tight. And the solds right now are not as important as the pendings. Mm-hmm. The pendings are what's going to tell you. Because what's happening is the market's doing this.
Yeah.
It's doing this right now. Right? By the way, don't be afraid of it. Like this is just normal. You just got to understand how to reread reports and how to share this information. And then the other thing is just going to all be about seller motivation. So when you're prospecting right now, you need to change your mindset. Don't go on appointments if they're not motivated, because they're not going to want to hear the truth. You don't want this. You want them sold. You want blues. You want greens. So you've got to change your approach as well. And you've got to make sure. And you know what? Use it as an advantage, people. If I was on the phone with Antonio and he wanted to meet with me, I would use it as an advantage. Hey, Antonio, I got one last question to ask. Just out of curiosity, there's two types of agents in this market right now. It's a declining market. There's some that actually sell houses, and there's some that are just gonna waste your time for the next 6 months. And unfortunately, I'm one of maybe a handful that actually get houses sold. Do I have your permission when we come out and meet with you to speak the absolute truth about what it's gonna take to get it sold?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Then the one thing you'll know is that I'm gonna be prepared with all the statistics, all the analytics that you need to see exactly what's happening in the marketplace. You see, you guys all think you can just show up now in this market with just your words. I mean, that's powerful, but you need to have backup. You have to have backup. And that's why we've been providing you guys these statistics and these analytics. It's like, you didn't need it before, now you need it. I wouldn't be showing up without it. I really wouldn't. Sound fair?
Yeah.
So just this, I saw this and just, you know, okay, what cares if, who cares if these fall out or whatever? But if I can put these in escrow, I feel great now. I feel great. And now I taught myself the conversation that I need to have. So when I get new reds now, guess what? It's going to be more powerful, right? I won the game. Sound good? Yeah. Let's rock and roll. Okay.